Okay, we ready to start? Well, Commissioner Brooks is en route, so we can go ahead and get on the record. Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Van Beek en route, and soon to join us is Commissioner Brooks. We have a 9:30 agenda item. It is meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and to consider action items, which we have four today. So let's just start with the first action item, just consider resolution authorizing destruction of equipment. Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Good.
All right. And just for the public record, which type of equipment is basically we're dealing with today?
Go ahead.
Give me just one.
Okay. I think these are, according to the attached sheet, Chairman, laptops. It's part of the computers
it
for
is,
kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure, but yes, laptops, desktops.
Okay.
Is this the destruction or the
Yeah, the destruction.
Okay.
All right.
So yeah, the destruction is computers that have aged out of our standard of the 5 to 7 years of life cycle.
Okay. All right. And for legal, this is just our standard document?
Yes.
Okay. So attached is all the serial numbers that we're dealing with?
Yep. And Chairman, I need to clarify, the computers for kids are the laptops going for donation. The destruction is the... So there's two things happening here. Correct.
That's a different agenda item. Okay, so I'm sorry, I interrupted. I was just...
No, that's fine. We're destroying things right now, so...
That's correct.
Yes, and these are just outdated. This happens as part of the regular cycle that we keep equipment and technology up to date in Kenyon County. I'm in favor of doing this.
Okay.
I've done this for several years, so that's my motion, Chairman, that we sign the resolution. The Kenyon County Board of County Commissioners designating surplus property with nominal value and authorizing the destruction of Kenyon County Information Technology Department equipment. There's an attached list, so if people want to peruse what that is, they can, but...
Okay. So that's a motion, and basically we're dealing with the first two agenda items.
Yes. Okay, so you're ready for the second resolution then, or do you want to vote on
this?
We'll bring
that one up.
They
kind of go hand in hand. So.
And whoever is doing this will just affirm on the record that it's listed here, but there's no value for these.
For the destruction, that's correct.
Yeah.
For the donation, there is a value.
Yeah.
The donation, there tends to be a value when we do donate those. The technology hardware itself does not handle our standard expectation of equipment, and so at that point they're about 5 to 7 years here for the county itself, and we actually donate those out to Computers for Kids, who then turn around and rebuild those computers for those different programs and organizations throughout the county of helping kids that are less fortunate and can't afford laptops that need them and those types of things.
Yeah.
Is what Computers for Kids do with those.
And Chairman, just also Katie or Director, for the record, the hard drives or whatever that is in there, all that's wiped or taken out?
That is correct. The hard drives actually go to the destruction. Yes, they do not get donated. That
so there's correct. Nothing potential security violations on there. It's just the equipment. So
good thing to point out.
Yeah. And with that, Chairman, I'll just make the motion here that the board signs the resolution granting certain property of nominal value to Computers for Kids with that discussion.
And the authorizing of the destruction, okay.
Yep, I've already done the authorizing.
Done the first one.
Yep.
Just make a point of clarification. All right, I would second the motion to both of those actions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you.
That represents a lot of work for such a short period of decision. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Third action item is consider grant a storm drain easement to City of Caldwell on North 13th Avenue. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek. This in front of you is just the easement agreement with City of Caldwell for the vacate of 13th Avenue and the new parking lot adjacent to the new sheriff's office building.
Okay.
And Chairman, I have a question.
Yes.
This is just an agreement to allow Caldwell to do storm drains and cut trees and all that. They're not conveying the property actually to the county, correct? It's just, it's going to vacate that so that we can park on it and they can use it to do what they need to do.
I think it's going to the, you want to talk to that?
I would say if we're going to get into the weeds on it, it would probably be appropriate for executive session.
Do you need that?
Yeah, I mean, I have a question that's not answered, so.
Okay.
Would DNF then, or is that, when are you ready for that motion, Chairman?
Okay, yes.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061 subsection D for records exempt and F to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye. Well, no, I got to do a roll call. I'll correct myself. Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton? Yes. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed into executive session.